Hi, folks. How's everybody doing tonight?
Me?
I'm grand. Just grand. Welcome to Robert's Philosophy Bistro, 12th of February, 2015. Holy cats and jammer kids! Editor's note. The point of this post is that swearing can at times be needless, overused, immature, hostile, and dull. However, to make this point, I use a fair amount of that language. If you are not jaded, not callous, and not used to this sort of talk, I commend you, but I do recommend that you not read further on the uses and misuses of swearing. Continuing my tradition of ambiguous Valentine's Day posts, I would like to talk about swearing. Now, I appreciate swearing as much as anyone. I grew up in the Swabian parts of Germany and remember the noble words of the regional hero Götz von Berlichingen. I remember being amazed at the ability of a friend of mine, Cooter, to carry on whole complex conversations by simply changing the inflection of three little words. Fucking shit, man. One of the kindest, warmest men I know uses fuck the way my dog sheds hair, and I honestly wouldn't change him. When Dominique Strauss-Kahn's defense team says things like, the prosecutors have greatly exaggerated the frequency of his licentious evenings. There had only been 12 in 3 years. You might feel the need to say he's not out of control because it's only 4 orgies a year? What the fuck? Or it's a abbreviation, WTF. Certainly, what in the world seems too mild to be appropriate, and what the hell almost seems too mild. But if we are commenting on this shameful man, or men like him in general, or the French culture of sexism which allows this to happen, or the IMF and its policies, shouldn't we try to do it with creative words that diminish and shame without making us sink to a comparable level of boorishness and harshness? I think there comes a time when we must learn to use language judiciously and creatively, rather than the short barrel blast of hell, shit, damn, or fuck. First of all, it is used in contexts where it is totally unnecessary. Hey, redneck, driving down the road, trying to look ghetto. It is not necessary to say anything to that annoying tool minding his own business on the sidewalk. It certainly is not necessary to spout an obscenity like a mid-Pennsylvania farm well spouts frack waste. What you look like is a pimpled piece of immaturity trying to shock the junior high librarian with his newly learned potty words. And this goes double for you, soft, maturity-frozen guys who don't seem to own long pants. So guys, if you see someone harming an animal or disrespecting a woman, you might give them a piece of your mind, but save it for then. Secondly, swearing in general, and the Big Four in particular, is overused. American culture at this point in the 20th century is overloaded with swearing. In everyday interaction, one hears the sort of language one would have expected from Persian Gulf war vets, homeless psychotics mumbling to the voices they hear, or drunken, gaudy teenagers taking the train home from a night out. Blue language is used as adjectives and adverbs when a person might really mean, I'm all like, you know? Unrepeatables are repeated like birds in an Escher print. Among the many things psychologist Steven Pinker discusses in his book, The Language Instinct, is swearing. It seems to exist in one form or another in most cultures, enough that the use of harsh language might be hardwired into the linguistic centers of the brain. Pinker's theory is that when we want to use strong, forceful language, language that grows out of strong passions, language that elicits a response, we express ourselves by linking our words to objects that evoke strong feelings. Religion, as an example, is surrounded by strong feelings. So we use the idea of strong, frightening things like eternal damnation with our casual hell and damn. The impure emissions of the human body are shocking, so we use shit. Coitus, as a public act, is also shocking, so we have our fuck. I generally disagree with Pinker as to how much of language is innate and how much of it is social, and I would argue that swearing is a language game within the web and weave of specific groups of cultural practices. But I digress. The purpose of swearing is to shock, to express strong feelings, to stop us in our tracks and make us pay attention. If this is overused, then it loses its edge. If swearing becomes commonplace, then what is the point of it? Motherfucking son of a bitch! is not an everyday phrase. Like, she was all like, I don't know. It is a special phrase. It shouldn't be worn from overuse when you need it for special occasions, like when your plan fails, and instead of getting that pesky roadrunner, you drop the Acme 500-pound weight on your foot. Or when you find out that your husband is in jail in Virginia for statutory. Or when you look at the presidential field for 2016. Remember, pepper is good, but too much pepper is just too much pepper. Thirdly, I'm not sure most people realize how harsh obscenity and profanity are. Yes, you might feel as if a certain corporation has jerked you around like a tetherball, but you, tossing a few dysphemisms into a conversation with a poor sales clerk, is not going to change that. You may think that letting some of that anger out will make you feel better. Danger, Will Robinson. It won't. Come on, it's 2015. Freud is dead, and so is the hydraulic view of the soul. But the main thing your swearing will do is shower down upon that clerk like a leaky colostomy bag. It might be free expression to you, but it is not like that for someone who is not free to walk away from it. What sounds like righteous indignation on your side of the counter actually feels violent. Yes, violent on the other side of the counter. Finally, it is dull, 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 dull. For the most part, it is just four words in slightly different combinations. I remember my mother telling me that she felt only a small mind could not find more creative and original ways of expressing themselves than relying on a small collection of borrowed vulgarities. Is that all you've got? Wouldn't it be better to have more interesting things to say? Shouldn't your colorful language have a wider palette? I'm not saying that everyone has to be Captain Haddock-esque about it, but if you must express yourself, express yourself. When the Patriots intercepted that pass on the goal line, the first thing out of my mouth was, "Holy cats and jammer kids!" I had a wonderful coworker who would yell, "Son of a motherless goat!" if she dropped a book on her foot. Be creative. Say things like, "Dick Whittington's cat!" or 190 pounds of broken pencils would be a lot less of a waste of carbon than you are. Or, "Good thing you're a mouth breather, because I certainly never expect anything more valuable than halitosis to come out of there." Or, "Who needs a hadron collider? There's plenty of dark matter under that baseball cap." Make up euphemisms. He'll be all over her like a pickpocket at a kangaroo ranch. Find random expressions and make them your own. It is a global village. Borrow some Himmel und Donnerwetter or some Kaputt ihr Mäue. After all, which were the best parts of this post? The big four or the colorful words I just used? In most cases, it is best to speak like a gentleman. But if you must swear, by Tutatis, swear with flair. Until next time, take care of yourself. You can either contribute to the dullness or shop with your color and your charm. Affectionately yours, Dr. Bishop.